You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Lee, I can't imagine the show I'd be doing this morning if Her Highness had won.
Or if you'd be doing a show.
Yeah, there is that. Quite seriously, though, I don't know. I think Trump's holding back a lot of things, including in talk radio, actually. But the United Nations today, if Her Highness were president, would successfully impose, with the support of the Biden and then Harris regimes, a tax on Americans. The Biden administration absolutely supported this. And United Nations, and you know, you said this to me the other day and I was thinking about it. You said, what is the purpose of the United Nations? And I said, oh, their job is to wait around for one world government and they're just going to rule. And they've already built the extensive censorship apparatus that they need. They're waiting any moment to impose it. They've imposed it on India. They've imposed it on other countries. They're leading the fight there. Literally, the curtains are closing on the rest of the world. This is the only free place left. And every day they lose more freedoms. And just at an incredible clip across the world. Well, the International Maritime Organization, that's a UN body based in London, has plans to secure final approval for its net zero tax on shipping. This is a taxation with no representation on ships that emit carbon dioxide above certain limits, which is basically all of them.
Yeah. Exactly.
So this would be on the goods that we buy. And in the first round of it, it was supposed to raise $10 billion to $12 billion a year, but then it goes up on a sliding scale. All money that they want and will need for global governance. Now, all of the Euro weenies, understandably, are on board with this since we'd be paying a lot of it. And they eventually would extend this taxation system that starts with the International Maritime Organization. They wanted to extend it to international travel. They have plans where they will be the arbiters of how much you can travel. They would tax your travel punitively. I mean, there's a whole agenda here. But this is the first step in it. And Donald Trump said, hell no, no. And he has threatened any country that votes for this, they're getting tariffed. They're getting sanctioned. I mean, he said, do not attempt to, put this on our ships in foreign ports. And if you dare even vote for this, we're going to hit you with tariffs. We're going to hit you with sanctions. So hopefully we're able to stop this. But overnight, he posted on Truth Social, I am outraged that the International Maritime Organization is voting in London this week to pass a global carbon tax. The United States will not stand for this global green new scam tax on shipping and will not adhere to it in any way, shape, or form. We will not tolerate increased prices on American consumers or the creation of a green new scam bureaucracy to spend your money on their green dreams. Stand with the United States and vote no in London tomorrow. And he posted that yesterday, the vote is today. We'll see who defies us. But Lee, can you imagine if she was the president?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Well, I've got an idea for Trump. For the next round of sanctions, just say, okay, fine, if you guys want to do this, the U.S. Navy will not patrol the seas in defense of your shipping.
Yeah, good luck.
Because basically, the United States Navy is responsible for international shipping. And I mean, that's the effective thing, is the, at least the threat of or the presence of U.S. naval vessels is what has been trying to stop the pirating that was going on in the Red Sea and around the Horn of Africa and plenty of other places around the world.
Oh, that is such a great point. I forgot about the Houthis, or what's left of
them. What's left of the Houthis, yeah.
Yeah, and Biden just let them, you know, hurl bombs at our Navy.
Well, while he was funding their missile suppliers in Iran.
That too. Yeah, that was fine. And we were like, is that your headquarters? Weird, we didn't get that before. Kaboom!
Yeah.
It was great. Fireworks and all. Better than the 4th of July.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? They'd gotten so casual about it, they were all standing in a circle having a big meeting when the bomb hit. Because they were like, ah, Biden, U.S., they don't care, they're cool. Now they're afraid, boom! Yeah, no, this ain't the Biden administration. I'm glad you brought that back up. So we've got all of that going on. I want to just mention this. This isn't getting a lot of play in the mainstream media, but the outlines of the global war are being outlined. And I have warned, if we ever lose the presidency again, we will lose every Bill of Rights right that we have. Every last one of them will go like that. And what you're seeing in Europe this week is terrifying. While the global elites, the oligarchs, people like James Comey and up until yesterday, John Bolton, run around breaking law after law after law after law after law after law. No problems. No indictments. You live in Europe. If you want to leave your country, you have to give them your fingerprints and your face print. They've got a biometric exit entry system that went live on Sunday. It'll be complete in 6 months. Can't come back to your country, can't leave. And get this, not only do you have to give them a copy of your fingerprints like you're a common criminal, every time you go through the system, you have to submit to a face scan and give them your fingerprints again. That's a prison. And what are they doing? Well, just a few weeks ago, UK announced that along with the EU, it would do digital ID. They're going to hook it all up. This is the identical system that they have in China. And they very much want us to be a part of it, which is why the news broke overnight about what the EU has just done. The EU has just fined a U.S. Website, it's a message board called 4chan, and it's got all kinds of boards on it. Some of them are very informative. Some of them are racist. Some of them have stuff that I personally condemn. But it's free speech, and they have levied a fine on 4chan. They say they want the Euroweenie bureaucrats out of Brussels, the EU bureaucrats, to be given access to the system so they can assess how many European Union laws 4chan has broken and begin content moderation. Wait a minute. Is 4chan live in Europe? Can you get it there? No, it's already blocked, like the show is. Well, then they're fining 4chan for letting Americans write and read this stuff. Yeah, you got it.
Well, that's like, you know, us trying to impose a speed limit on a European highway.
Yeah, no, that's a, wow, what a great example. Yeah, and be like, you know, it says step aside. We'll be writing the rules here. Okay. Now, it gets worse. The UK, their Office of Communications, which enforces something they call their Online Safety Act, has followed suit, and they have fined 4chan. And they also have sent letters to three other websites, Reddit, X, Discord, and Blue Sky. And they've said, listen, you've got to let our bureaucrats in. We're going to need to take a look at what you're writing and censor it, or the fine start for you too. But the first actual fine has gone out for 4chan. Why they pick 4chan, Lee? Because it is known internationally for some of its boards. It's got boards on everything from pets to, you know, flying airplanes to just like anything, everything under the sun, right? It's like Reddit, basically. It's a cheaper version of Reddit. But they have boards Reddit doesn't even allow. And again, there's white supremacy stuff. It's not violence. There's nothing illegal, right? It's just Very, very, very offensive. But it's free speech, and it is absolutely covered by the First Amendment. Lee, we've seen this before, okay? I will never forget where I was. I was listening to Fox News. We were at the beach. I was in the car, and Steve Doocy broke the story that Alex Jones had just lost his social media accounts. Mm-hmm. And Steve Doocy made a comment, something like, well, you know, but he's a conspiracy theorist. He's not like these other people. And I turned to my husband. I said, they're going to take Trump's accounts. They're going to take them. Yep. This is a test. When the least popular among us, conspiracy theorists, whatever, lose their accounts, it is a test to see what we will allow. So this ain't over. And they're doing, now here's what's kind of scary about this, okay? So it's two things. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have been very clear about this. We are not for this. We will not tolerate this. And Keir Starmer even promised Trump in that meeting they had, oh, no, I'm not going to censor American sites. I'm not going to do it. Well, this is a violation of that, right? But here's the problem with this. When you look at 4chan, they're also saying, the UK is saying, hey, listen, we're also going to go for anyone who hosts 4chan. Well, I just went on Google last night to see, hey, can I get 4chan on Google, 4chan.com? Yep. So they can get them through Google. Yeah. They can get them on our shores through Google. And I think you haven't seen Trump go really hardcore on this because he's still doing tariff negotiations. He's still doing NATO, you know, negotiations in terms of like Ukraine and Russia with these people.
There's only so much one man can do, Tara.
Well, I know he can't do everything. That's what I'm saying. At some point, Congress has to step up. They've got to be clear about this. I mean, this is why Nigel Farage testified before Congress a couple weeks ago, begging us, please stop them. They are raiding our homes in the middle of the night for speech, where we're saying, hey, this migrant raped this little girl. Can you make him go away? And they raid his home. The person who posted it. He's not even legally supposed to be there. And, you know, look, here's the problem. We've already seen the UK set sort of the precedent for this with Reddit, X, Discord, and Blue Sky, of all places, because they demanded age verification checks that are very, you know, unique to the Digital Services Act, the Online Safety Act, and that are not U.S. law. And they demanded it so that, you know, Elon Musk, Discord, Reddit could stay in Europe and in the UK. And guess what? All four complied. All four complied. Now, Wikipedia is challenging their law in UK court. Because, you know, Wikipedia, when you put post to it, it's anonymous. UK saying we can't allow that anymore. So they're in UK court fighting it. But Lee, we're going backwards. We're losing right now. We're losing. Because the UK saying, yeah, we're going to go to Google next. We're going to find them. And by the way, this Online Safety Act has prison sentences if you do not comply. We are one Democrat presidency away from Euroweenie Brussels bureaucrats telling us what to do. And one more last thing. Do you remember during the election when Elon Musk got a personal warning letter from EU censors because he had announced he was going to live interview Donald Trump and they wanted it on delay so they could censor it? And he said no. They put 100 censors on it. They never did anything because he then won. But this is where we go. Every horrible thing you see happening in the UK like that can come across our borders if we lose the presidency. And we mean never get free speech back. We are no way, no how out of this fight. We're not out of the woods. This was a major move. It's exactly what Prime Minister Keir Starmer vowed just months ago he would not do right there with Donald Trump. And he just did it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm going to tell you how this meeting with Putin is going to go and the meeting with Zelensky. It's absolutely right last time. I'm going to get it right again. This is so predictable. See, Putin explained over Christmas when Joe Biden was bombing him inside Russia and he was waiting, you know, the Trump presidency. And he was asked, you know, are you going to be able to get a peace deal with Trump? Trump's obviously trying to negotiate one now with NATO before Trump even took office. Putin said, no, probably not, because Trump does not control NATO. He also said Trump doesn't control his own government or likely wouldn't. He's not wrong about that. Keep that in mind as you watch what's happening. It makes it make sense. What happened? It was so bizarre if you think about it. Last time we had that huge tarmac meeting with Trump and Putin. The display of our fighter jets, which was amazing to show Putin, like, we can get you anywhere, buddy. We got better technology than you do. Why don't you come to the peace table? But the problem was that the Euroweenies, the heads of state of all those countries, flew in right away. It took them less than 12 hours. They went in a panic because you got to understand, these people want World War III so badly. They have crippled their own economies. The only way, the plan for their economies for the next 20 years is World War III. Plus, they're homicidal. I mean, they're leftists. They want it badly. And what I told you before that Russia meeting with Putin and Trump on that tarmac, the first one, was here's what's going to happen. The second this meeting is over, the Euroweenies are going to take the tens of billions of dollars Joe Biden printed and sent them and all of the military equipment we gave them. Now we're selling it to them, but they still have a lot of it from when we gave it to them. And they're going to fly into Russia and start killing people. Because that's what they do, blowing up pipelines. And sure enough, they did the largest attacks by NATO on Russian soil within 12 hours of that meeting. And literally, as I said, and I pointed out at the time, if you remember, the Euroweenies were sitting there at the White House and the bombing had begun inside Russia. It got so outrageous. They blew up the natural gas pipeline that goes from Russia to Hungary, something we'd agreed we wouldn't do. And it got so bad that the Hungarian foreign minister screamed at NATO and at the Trump White House, assuming they were responsible. I mean, he addressed everyone and said, listen, it gets cold here in the winter. People are going to die because you did this. We need the natural gas. Why did you blow it up? Which was remarkable because it wasn't covered here. Why did NATO hit Russia? Literally, as the Euroweenies were sitting there at the Oval Office pretending they wanted peace. Because they don't want peace. And it's to demonstrate to the Russians and that, you know, you can cut all the peace deals you want with Trump, but he doesn't control us. So if you agree to disarm, or if you agree to stop fighting and you sign an agreement with Trump, honey, these missiles, these planes, these drones, we'll come right in and bomb another disabled student's school. They killed a bunch of kids that way a few weeks ago. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, no. Our media doesn't cover it. And part of it, I think, and you even see the coverage on Fox News, they go, Putin, why did they, after the tarmac meeting, it seemed like they were getting along. Why did Putin do the worst attacks of the entire war? Well, because the Euroweenies had just slaughtered a lot of Russians. Blew up the Hungarian pipeline. Look it up. Using our equipment. And so Russia comes out and says, well, was it the Euroweenies doing it, or did they have any help from the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is like the CIA and the Pentagon? We don't fully control those agencies, and Putin knows it. We definitely don't control NATO. So now Putin's got a problem. So do the Russians. If they sign a peace deal with Trump, saying, okay, we're going to put down our arms, you know, here we're going to agree on these territorial lines, it's not a peace deal with NATO. And so NATO will continue attacking Russia, killing Russians on Russian soil, and now they won't be able to respond. They can't sign it. They can't sign it. Now, Trump was humiliated by this because he had made great progress with Putin, and then it looked like Putin defied him and made a joke out of him. Of course, the mainstream media went, oh, look at Putin, silly. Putin. No, they're defending themselves. See, the way that it goes with Putin inside Russia is that Putin is very much a moderate. He's a strong man, but he's a moderate. Those oligarchs, the majority of them, they want World War III too with Russia. It's their economic model. They're going to make big buku profit off of it. There is incredible pressure on Putin to just go to war. So believe it or not, the only two sane people in this picture are Putin and Trump, as crazy as that sounds. But Putin has made it very clear. If you hit us, I have to hit you back. So here's what's going to happen. Donald Trump will meet with Zelensky, as he should. He should talk to both sides. He should talk to all sides here. And then he's going to meet with Putin. And then you're going to see the bloodiest, worst round of bombing by NATO you have ever seen inside Russia. A lot of Russians are going to die. Pipelines will blow up. Natural gas facilities will be destroyed. They'll take out military infrastructure, anything to keep the war going. Putin will then load up his drones and go fly them right back into Ukraine. And there is going to be one hell of a bombing run. And then our media, just like last time, but folks, I told you this was how it was going to go when they were literally meeting at the White House. I said, they're going to bomb Russia. And everyone will run around and go, why did Putin meet with Trump again? But he's bombing Ukraine. I mean, he says he wants peace, but he must just be making a fool of Trump. No, he's saying to Trump, you got to get a hold of these Euroweenies. You've got to stop NATO. You can cut a deal. And I think they like each other. I think you can see that in the conversations they're having. I think there is a genuine desire on both sides to really have trade and for us to be able to get in and get those rare earth minerals. But the Euroweenies won't allow it. They want to demonstrate, no, we're NATO. We take money from the U.S. We bomb Russia. We're in charge here. We want World War III. And Zelensky is not a real leader. He's like an actor who plays a dictator. And he is a dictator because his presidential term expired. He didn't bother to run for it because he can't win because he's gotten so many Ukrainians killed. They literally kidnap 18-year-olds off the street, take them from their screaming mothers to throw them into the meat grinder. So I've said this before, Zelensky would not survive walking down a Ukrainian street with no protection. They'd kill him. That's what's really going on here. So watch for this. The Euroweenies are getting ready to bomb the hell out of Russia the second Putin and Trump meet to demonstrate once again, Trump doesn't negotiate for them. He can't control them. But Trump has agreed to this meeting. He's going to have to do something different this time. And simply adding more bombs by taking the Tomahawks and launching them at Russia, you better agree. It's not going to do anything. They're not going to agree to that. Especially not while Euroweenie bombs, which are actually our bombs, are raining down on their heads. And we're going, hey, we'll hit you with tomahawks. And they're like, well, but everybody's already getting killed here. We're already having children's schools blown up. We've got dead bodies everywhere. What do more tomahawks matter? We're not going to capitulate. That's what's really going on. But the mainstream media and Fox News and even Newsmax won't tell you that, or they don't know. Now watch it all go down exactly like I just said, just as it did last time. Told you exactly how it would go. And then it did.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
John Bolton, y'all, indicted on charges of mishandling classified information. Don't miss this moment. This is a huge moment. Even CNN, not one, but both of their legal experts admitted, this isn't just a tit for tat with Donald Trump. This is a serious indictment. 18 counts of illegally hoarding or sending national security information, faces up to 10 years in prison for each count on the indictment. They got him dead to rights, both on the one hand, stealing the classified information, and then on the other hand, emailing it out over AOL. What a moron. To his wife, his daughter, and other people, including details related to, including top secret national defense information, using personal online accounts and retained classified documents in his house is a direct violation of federal law. They got him dead to rights. They never thought that they'd have anything like this. Okay, here's why this is very important. Number one, Brett Tolman on Fox News this morning said exactly what I thought as soon as I saw this. They're going to flip him. He's too tied into all of them. Number two, folks, this is an attack, an absolute assault by Donald Trump and the good guys on the deep state's power, all of them. And they will respond accordingly. Deep state has two bases of power. One of them is the illegal use of classified data for profit and for terror. And there is a understood culture that if you are deep state, if you are uniparty member in good standing, you can steal classified data, which is a felony. You can use it for profit. You can sell it directly as Hillary, Hunter, and Joe Biden did. You can sell it indirectly as Hillary did. Or you can leak it to the New York Times, the Washington Post. So you're John Bolton, okay? You understand the rules of this game. You open a Washington Post, New York Times every day, and what do you see? Yet another FBI or CIA leak of classified data. As long as that data makes Trump look bad, you're in the clear. Why? They're oligarchs. What is an oligarch? Criminals who function like royalty. This is an attack on that. This is an attack on that. And this is huge. This is the scope of it. And they're going to flip Bolton, okay? Bolton's going to turn on people. Understand, this is the same. You can see the mentality in this of the Trump administration. The same thing they're going after Comey for. Andrew McCabe, his deputy director, has testified under oath. Oh, yeah, Comey told me to leak stuff. Well, that's a felony. Yeah, but I'm FBI. It's okay. I'm uniparty. It's okay. Comey said, no, I didn't tell him. They're going to turn them on each other. It's going to be fireworks if they can get past the Biden judge and into court. So this is about so much more than John Bolton, because half of the deep state's power is gone when people begin to fear that they will be prosecuted and put in prison for leaking. Just John Bolton going to prison for the rest of his life would take away half the deep state's power, and they know it. And folks, it's about whether members of the Uniparty will be allowed to steal and selectively leak classified data, again, a felony, for profit and is a weapon against the right. Let me just give you just some examples, okay? You want to tar Trump's victory against Iran, destroy it? Selectively leak, felony. It's a felony. One minority analyst's opinion that one of the strikes might be ineffective, you know, on the nuclear facilities, but don't leak the fact that the intel is probably bad. See how this works? Again, that's a felony, but the media ran with it. They got 2 days out of it. Why? It hurt Trump. And so whoever did it, you see any prosecution? No? No, you didn't, did you? Why? They're still hunting him, I guarantee it. Nobody's cooperating. That's the fight. Want to defeat Republican Kevin? I'm just going to go through some examples. Want to defeat Republican Kevin McCarthy's bid for Speaker of the House? Spy on him. Leak that he had an affair. He had a bow out of the race. Did they ever prosecute that person? No. Was someone inside the Department of Homeland Security? Why? Because it was good work. Joe Biden stole so much classified information, it was stored on pallets dating back to the 1970s in the Penn Biden Center, where Chinese donors, remember, were allowed unfettered access. Nothing was locked. They were walked in there, let to do whatever they want because they gave $60 billion. Hunter Biden, remember this, was allowed to clean out a storage shed full of classified data before an IRS FBI raid. Remember, the IRS whistleblowers were outraged by that. They gave him months worth of warning so he could clear the evidence out. Hillary walked off with a thumb drive full of highly classified data. And then the FBI classified that she stole it and possessed it so nobody could speak of her crimes without themselves going to prison. This is how they do this. You will see this illegal use of classified data in every single one of these stories. We couldn't have had the Russia collusion hoax without it. And folks, this is what causes all of the spying on us. Like, for instance, James Comey, when he was head of the FBI, sent honeypots into Trump's campaign in 2016 to try to trick him into sleeping with them so that Comey could leak the intel and ruin the campaign. He did it for Hillary. Obama, remember this, spied on Democrat Congressmember Dennis Kucinich, because Kucinich was speaking out against some of Obama's policies. He spied on him in punishment for opposing his agenda and then leaked the phone calls. Classified data, that's a felony. Who did it? They don't go after him. Here's another way they weaponized classified intel. And this is the worst of all. They classify fake intel. So Democrats, the DNC, Hillary's campaign brings you fake intel on Trump. You know it's fake. You classify it and then you leak it. Well, that's still a felony. It gives it the imprimatur of being real. Let me give you an example. Like Trump traveling to Russia and having prostitutes urinate on the very bed that Obama and Michelle slept in. You get it from Russian sources. It was really from the Hillary campaign. And then you leak it. It's still a crime to give it the imprimatur of being true and tar Trump with it. Folks, when people went to vote in that 2020 election, 50% said that Trump was either an asset of Russia or was under some kind of control by Russia. All fake. If they feared leaking classified data, I don't even think they could have done it. And folks, this is just a short list of how our elites use classified data. But. Let a person in the Navy who's on a submarine take a picture of the control panel of that submarine because he thinks it's cool and send it to some friends. 10 years of prison. But if it's Hillary sending thousands of emails or her assistant Huma Abedin and they end up on that laptop full of kiddie porn that Huma Abedin's husband has collected, no big deal. Huma's walking around. Hillary's walking around. They're royalty. And that's got to end. And it will. It will with this indictment, especially if Bolton turns on the rest. Folks, if you want to understand the left, that two-tier justice system I just laid out, John Bolton, and how if you're on the right side, you can leak whatever you want and profit from it. Think about this for a minute, okay? We're finding out what the federal government has had this whole time on John Bolton, 18 charges, all of the classified data he leaked. Here's what happened. The moron was so casual about it, like Hillary, because they know there's no consequences. He's sending it out to his wife, his daughter, and people. We don't know who they are yet, so we don't know if there were other ways he was making money off of it. These are felonies. But he's the right people. So the Iranians hack it. They get it all. Okay. Well, remember we learned that the Biden administration had investigated Bolton but didn't prosecute him. Well, now we know what they had. And they had learned about it because of the Iranian hacking. What are you looking at? Total pass. Law is not the law. If you're a Democrat in good standing or a Republican who helps them take down Donald Trump. You want to know what the flip side of this is? You're seeing it on the streets of Chicago. You're seeing it in Illinois. This Hanover Park illegal immigrant, this comes here on a tourist visa 2015, doesn't bother to go home, becomes a police officer. He's still an illegal immigrant. Overstayed the visa? Yeah, and there's this kind of other problem. When he went through the background check, he stipulated that he had committed no crimes except the fraud. He lied to them. Committed fraud, and he's an illegal. Do you know what the Hanover Park officials just said? After ICE picked him up, he's a police officer. Well, if he can get away from the feds, you know, if he can, once his immigration stuff's done, he can totally come back here and work. That's it right there. That's the two-tier justice system. He can police Americans who haven't committed crimes while being an illegal immigrant? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. They're erasing the meaning of U.S. citizenship systematically. And they're demonstrating if you're a better person, think Animal House, an animal who's more equal than the others, then you can rule them. Same thing with John Bolton. It's the same system. This is our fight. This is what we are ripping down. Look in the U.K., where they have just leveled a fine on 4chan. This is terrifying. Why? Violation of the UK's Digital Online Safety Act, OSA. But they're only in America. They're not in the UK. Yeah. Now they're threatening Google. You don't take them off? We're going to get you too. Fines in your executives, some of whom are in Europe, they go to prison. Okay. What don't they like? When you discuss with honesty the illegal immigrants in the UK committing crimes. Isn't that true? Yes, but they're better than, they're above. If they want to rape little girls, you cannot speak of it. Why? It's a crime. Two-tier justice. Can you imagine living under this system? Folks, we are this close. We lose the presidency one more time before we defeat this to the Democrats, it's over. We don't have Bill of Rights anymore. But at least we have power. And this, with Bolton, is the beginning of the end for the deep state. Or it has to be. Or it's going to be the beginning of the end for freedom in the world.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.